Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Less than a week to go before the September 22nd preliminary election in the Boston mayor's race, the four-term incumbent, Mayor Thomas Bonino, is fending off what some call the biggest controversy of his career. One of Menino's top aides allegedly violated state public records laws by deleting city emails without first backing them up. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has the latest and reports on the fallout.
Mayor Tom Menino doesn't use email, so it's ironic that a controversy over electronic messages hangs over his administration.
This incident really does highlight how our city government is operating in the dark ages.
City Councilor Sam Yoon, who's running for mayor, raised the incident at yesterday's city council meeting.
If there are employees here who methodically delete emails as a matter of standard practice, there's a lack of understanding that it's a violation of the law, of public records law.
City Councilor Michael Flaherty, who's also a mayoral candidate, called for a hearing to review the system for archiving emails at City Hall.
I filed this in an effort to identify what happened, why it happened, and to get the assurances that the necessary safeguards will be put in place to make sure that something like this never happens again.
This all started when the Boston Globe requested email messages from Menino's staff members. The search turned up very few emails from a top aide, Michael Knievy. He's known as a powerful man involved in every order of business, from development to the mayor's reelection campaign. A story on the missing messages ran in the Sunday Globe. The mayor's challengers, including Yoon and Flaherty, jumped on the story, citing it as an example of a lack of transparency at City Hall. They called for a criminal investigation. Three city councilors told WBUR this is political maneuvering by desperate underdogs in the mayoral race. Others say it's the longest-lasting controversy for Mayor Menino. But City Councilor John Tobin says it probably won't affect the preliminary election.
If there's some sort of smoking gun that's in those emails that are going to be retrieved or they're trying to retrieve regarding high-profile cases around here, then I think there could be some problems.
One high-profile case involves State Senator Diane Wilkerson, who was indicted last year on federal corruption charges. The affidavit mentioned a mayoral aide Wilkerson called for help to secure a liquor license for a businessman in her district. The Globe story suggests Knievy was that aide. Menino says he's cooperating with a state investigation in hopes that it will clear Knievy.
As mayor, I don't want anybody to say that we're hiding information from anybody, and that's why I'll cooperate with the Secretary of State's office or anybody who's looking at this issue.
The Secretary of State, William Galvin, has ordered the city to hire specialists to recover the emails from Knievy's hard drive. The deadline for retrieval is 3 days after the preliminary election, which is next Tuesday. The general election is more than a month later. That should be enough time for the public to find out just what's in that computer. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.